So, the book I read was called 50 Shades Freed. It's the third book of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. It's about this couple named Anna Steele and Christian Grey. And they're finally married in the book, the third book. They do have a relationship in the first book, but they go on a honeymoon together. And they're having a good time in their honeymoon, but then again, they're in danger because a guy named Arson is after them. And I'm trying to go after Gray. And now we're mysterious of who is this Arson and what do they want from Christian. In my opinion, this book, I would not recommend to little kids because this has a lot of sex in it. But maybe when you're a little older, like 17, 18, and you're very curious, I recommend reading the first book, 50 Shades of Grey, and then read 50 Shades Darker, and then read the last book, 50 Shades Freed, so that you can get a better understanding of the whole trilogy. But I would have to say for the character, Christian Grey has a very, very dark history. He's very mysterious. One of the things that in the first book he was talking about is like he does not like to be touched, but he has a reason for that. But the only person that can touch him is Anna, because Anna belongs to Gray now, and he finally trusts her on touching him. Later on in the book, she finds out that she's pregnant in the book. She was afraid to tell Christian that she was pregnant because he didn't know how he would feel about it. So when he told her, when she told him, he was very upset about it and got drunk and was talking to a woman that he had an affair with as a teen named Mrs. Robinson. The next day when Anna found out, she was very upset and she did not talk to him for the rest of the time. And also finding out that Mia was kidnapped in the story. But I'm not going to explain it anymore, but if I were you, I would recommend reading the trilogy and have a better understanding of the book. Thanks.